Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my honor to present my speech here today. The title of my speech is The Essence of Life. Last summer, I began to learn to play tennis. Though it took me a lot of time to practice, the tremendous pleasure I got from the tennis court made me feel well rewarded. Every time when I brandished the racket to hit the ball and watch it flying over the net, I always think of the words inscribed on the rock of the Mount Olympia. If you want to lead a happy and upward life, just run. True, sports can lift our beings by giving us a healthy body without which it is impossible for us to enjoy our life. Sports can also ennoble our minds by bringing us close to nature and close to the essence of life. My grandmother is almost 80 years old now, but she still keeps playing Tai Chi Chuan every morning. It's a happy beginning of a brand new day, she always told me. My friend and I take part in sports like tennis, badminton, and swimming. My boy classmates, by contrast, enjoy board games. Hundreds of boys playing basketball on the playground every afternoon always makes the best campus picture that draws thousands of girls' eyes. Sports can not only improve our physics and relax our mind, but can also bring us close to nature and enable us to enjoy our lives. Indeed, the essence of sports lays not so much in the fun that it gave us, but as their capacities to work miracles to our body and soul. Or, as the goal of the Olympic game indicates, it can make us run faster, jump higher, and physically stronger. A nation of weaklings can never be expected to go anywhere culturally and economically. Perhaps it is in recognition of this that China is bidding for hosting the Olympic game in 2008. As a country of a written history of over 5,000 years, China hopes to run faster in the global race of economic advancement, to stand taller in the international political arena, and to bring new vitalities to our ancient civilization. Also, it hopes to show the upward outlook and physical fitness of its people. I still remember one MTV I saw about the World Cup in 1998. In this MTV, kids with different nationalities are running through different places like seashore, desert, downtown, and crowded slum areas. They share one thing in common. They are all playing football. I was greatly touched. What is the most amazing feature of sports? It is a common language spoken by all nations under heaven. It is an art without cultural boundary that can be appreciated by everyone on earth. In sports, it no longer matters what your skin color is like, which language you speak, or where you come from. It is the joy that we share from sports that counts. I am confident that, as the capital of over 10 dynasties, if Beijing succeeds in its bid, it can make the Olympic Game one of the happiest festivals of the world, a festival where we can best realize our dream of faster, higher, and stronger, and a festival where the essence of life and essence of sports can be best embodied. So my friends, let's all pray and hope that Beijing will eventually become the host of the Olympic Game in 2008. Let's all looking forward to the day when we can get here together again to celebrate the grandest festival of joy that humanity has ever witnessed. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much indeed, contestant number 25, and well done on your composure at the end of what must have been quite a nerve-wracking day, I should think, waiting for your turn. You talked very helpfully about the pleasures and benefit of sport mm-hmm. for the health of mm-hmm. everyone. Mm-hmm. And you talked about the Olympic ideal of, if I've got it right, faster, higher, and stronger.
Yeah.
But one thing that troubles me about the Olympics is that the pressure to be faster, higher, stronger is so great sometimes that it passes beyond the point where it's healthy. I wonder what you think about that.
Thank you for this question, and I'm happy that we share the same concern. One thing about the competition sports that I dislike is that they put much more pressure on the athletes, and sometimes they even hurt their bodies. So I think apart from some of the athletes that they really done very good job in the Olympic Games, I think it is the public sports that we should promote to a kind of nationwide popularization. Because as we all know that although some dazzling stars are really eye-attracting, it is the whole galaxy that merits noticing. So what I want to address here is that the most important function of sports today is that we can make ourselves healthy, but not to be the top ones. Thank you.